Good morning. I am glad to see that a little snow out there did not keep you away. It has kept some away, but you are here, we are together, and how good it is to worship our God on this Sunday. As always, a reminder as we gather, no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. Just a couple of announcements this morning before we enter into worship. A reminder that it is that time of year once again to be getting our goodie boxes ready to send off to college students. Out in the elevator lobby, there is a bulletin board with all the items we are looking for to send to our students. If you can help out with those, pull off one of the little tabs, take care of getting the items, and then place them on the table in the library. There's a clearly marked table there for leaving your treasures, and we will make sure they go where they need to go. Also, we've been reminding you that the giving statements for 2021 are in the narthex if you are looking to track yours down and prepare your taxes. And just a couple of hymn notes during worship today. Our opening hymn invites us to use different voices, lower voices, higher voices, all of us singing together, so follow the instructions there. And you'll note that our sermon hymn is printed in the bulletin. It is on page 5. Note that when we get to the sermon hymn, the choir only will be singing the first verse, and then we will join them for all of the following verses. So follow the directions there, and when in doubt, look around and listen, okay? I'm going to invite you now to join with me in taking a deep and a slow breath. Dare to breathe in God's presence here among us, God who can calm our spirits, God who can touch our hearts, challenge our minds. Dare to breathe out those things that are burdening you, weighing you down. As we come together, may we sense God in ways that are palpably real as we worship this day. Amen.
Thank you.
When you were in school, did you have a favorite teacher? I had a few. And when I think about what it was that made these teachers my favorites, I can't help but note that they shared certain qualities in common. They were all teachers who challenged me in a good way, often in surprising ways, and invited me to think about things in ways I had never before considered. They gently pushed me out of my comfort zone, and more than once invited me to be all and more than I already was. That's the kind of teacher Jesus was, always beckoning his disciples to stretch themselves, always surprising them by turning upside down commonly accepted truths. And when they dared to take to heart his surprising teachings, guess what? They changed. Things changed. The world got better. Here's the thing, though. It's easy to miss the surprising teachings, to think we already know what Jesus said, when in fact, we need to keep paying attention over and over and over again. I'm wondering, how will Jesus surprise you today? How will he grab our attention while we are here together? May we be all ears, fully expecting to be surprised by the life-giving words and the presence of the one we gather now to worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join with me in praying our prayer of confession. It is printed in our bulletin. Let us pray. Great living God, every day, in so many ways, you remind us that you are a God whose work it is to make all things new. You are a God who is always creating, always teaching, always surprising us, just when we thought we had seen everything. You are a God who reminds us that only that day dawns to which we are awake, which means we must pay attention. Paying attention, though, is not easy. There are so many things to distract us, so many people clamoring for our attention. Forgive us, God, for the many times we have simply gone through the motions, operating on autopilot and missing the life-giving gems right in front of us. Surprise us with your joy so that we, in turn, might be able to experience and share the life that really is life, the life that is ours in Christ Jesus. Amen. One of the best surprises we have every single day is knowing that when we confess our sins, we are forgiven. Our slate is wiped clean over and over and over again. That should be surprising, given the fact that we make mistakes over and over and over again. But God's promise is real. We give thanks for that gift of forgiveness. May we claim it. May we allow it to change our lives. And may it change the lives of those around us as well. Amen. Please be seated.
Good morning. Our first scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 1. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all they do, they prosper. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. And our gospel reading this morning is from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 17 through 26. He came down with them and stood on a level place, and a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people, all from Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." As always, I have a message for our children, and it really is a message for everyone, and especially this week, because I'm going to start off with a question that I think everyone can relate to and answer. How many of you have ever had one of those days where it seems like everything goes wrong? I bet we all have, no matter what our age. It's just, you wake up and from morning till night, it's like one thing after another. Maybe it goes something like this, especially if you're a kid. You wake up late. There's no milk for your cereal. You miss the bus. At school, you have a pop quiz that you are really not prepared for. Your friends left you out at recess. You forgot your lunch. You've got tons of homework. Your parents make something gross for dinner. It's a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. I bet you've heard that phrase before. Maybe you've read the book, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. It's a story about a boy named Alexander who's having the worst day ever. From falling asleep with gum in his mouth so he wakes up with gum stuck in his hair, all the way to lima beans for dinner and kissing on TV, it's the worst. And the only thing that makes him feel even a little bit better is realizing that we all have days like this. And even on days when we feel all alone and like no one could possibly understand what we're going through, we aren't all alone. And they do understand what we're going through. So maybe Alexander's day isn't exactly what has happened to you, but I bet you have had bad days where you feel like every single thing goes wrong and every single person was against you. I know I've had those types of days before, and just like Alexander concluded, I think we all have. And on days like that, it really is easy to feel discouraged. And pretty sad and really lonely because it feels like no one understands. No one sees us suffering and no one can do anything to help. We're just sort of stuck in a rut. But as always, there is good news because Jesus' words in our scripture lesson today that I just read are exactly what those of us who are having one of those days need to hear. In fact, he's also talking to disciples and to people in the crowd who have entire lives that feel that way. People who have always felt left behind by the world around them. People who really are hungry both for food and for justice and for love. People who are discouraged and alone. And at the very heart of what Jesus shares in his message to those who are feeling all sorts of terrible, horrible, no good, very bad things is simply this: God is with us. Is the world against you? God is with us. Is everyone mad at you? God is with us. Do you feel alone? God is with us. Do you feel stuck? God is with us. Believing in God doesn't mean we will never have a bad day. Being a follower of Christ doesn't exclude us from all the tough stuff that this life throws at us, but it changes everything to know that God is with us on our worst days. In our children's messages over the years, we've talked a lot about how our faith is a practice. It's why we come to church every single week, and we'll keep coming to church every single week. It's something we practice. It's something we have to work on and grow into each and every day. And Jesus shows us just how to do that, how to invite God along in our daily lives on the journey so that no matter how our day is going, we know how to listen for and follow God's voice. All those little reminders that God offers us. And when we do that, when we invite God in and along on the journey, when we look for ways that God is trying to reach out to us and help us out and see us in our suffering, even the hardest days have hope. And even if we're not having a bad day on this particular day, maybe we could be someone who is better able to see and know how to help those who are having one of those really bad days of their own. I don't know about you, but one of the reasons I've gotten through some pretty rough, scary, hard days is because I didn't do it alone. And that's why knowing that God is with us is one of the most important things that we talk about here at church. And we are never going to stop talking about it. It's the greatest source of hope we've got. I hope you have a week full of good days ahead, but if you don't, I hope you will remember that God is with you on the tough days and that tomorrow, whatever tomorrow it is a new day, and God will be with you in that one too. Now, your carryout connection activity this week is based on our psalm, which is the first passage that I read this morning, Psalm 1, but it ties right in with our message for this morning. The closer we get to God in times of need, the more we absorb God's peace and love and hope that keeps us nourished for the days ahead, just like that tree from Psalm 1. It's kind of a little experiment you'll be doing, so it's pretty fun. So let's pray together, and then we will, as always, end by saying our Lord's Prayer. God, we thank you for this day and for every single day, even the bad ones. Help us to see them as opportunities to be reminded that you are with us and for us, that you sit with us in the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad stuff, and you give us the hope to keep moving into tomorrow. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.